In Panama, the transport sector consumes more than 40% of the energy demand, being an opportunity to optimize the consumption and reduce CO2 emissions. In developing countries with hot and humid climates, such as Panama, it is essential to understand the impact of the urban morphology on mobility and on microclimate to provide socio-technical system innovation. For example, improving urban thermal comfort enhances walkability, and in the urban streets are well connected, active mobility, such as bicycles, scooters, and pedestrians, is further stimulated, reducing energy consumption and CO2 emissions. The MOVE Panama Research and Development Project studies the physical environment and the microclimate in mixed use and nearly subway station in the Panama City to propose an efficient and low-emission smart mobility model. In the first stage, an active mobility master plan was suggested, and a characterization of the urban morphology of some sector was carried out. However, poor indicators for walkability were identified. For instance, most sectors have large blocks larger than 4 hectares. It is worth noting that the ideal block is 1 hectare. In addition, the sector have a low connection node ratio. It means people need to walk long distance to reach street intersections. Therefore, it is necessary to create pedestrian corridors between large blocks through new planning instruments and or new incentives. In on-site surface temperature measurement, was observed the pavement reached temperatures higher than 50 degrees Celsius at noon. To create a pleasant urban microclimate for increased active mobility, it is important to focus on the relationship between building height, the distance between buildings, and the orientation of the urban street canyon. Preserve and increase the green infrastructure and building morphology are also relevant.
If you can wrap up, please. If you can wrap up, please. Yeah.
We must consider the previous one to create dedicated infrastructure for the active mobility. That's it. Thank you so much.